Rob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Rob. It's Anthony.
I have Anthony joining us today.
Oh, great. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Doing well, Rob. How are you?
Good.
And then
good.
Rick is probably almost finishing up with a call. It's a call that we've been trying to arrange for quite some time. A very good friend of ours who is actually in the hedge fund side, used to live in New York. He came down to sold his business, came down to Florida, and started another business. And many people are approaching him to sell his business to them, different like BlackRock, and trying to buy him out. But he wants to run it through Morgan Stanley first, and for us to be like the intermediary if he moves forward, and to help him price it and do all that. So Rick's on the phone now with the folks from Morgan and this prospect / friend of ours.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
So my apology, I ran into, you know, we never do that. But it was just the only time that they could talk today.
Well, I'm going to have to keep it to about a half an hour myself because I've got a lunch and I got to run to at 1 o'clock. So.
Okay.
So what's on your mind? And let's get into some important things to talk about today. What's on your mind?
Sure. We did buy the books that you asked us to do for homework on Audible after our last call. And we just haven't had a chance to really listen to them yet. We have to really get down to them. And what else? And then, quite frankly, Rob, we're still on the reactive, you know, like we're not really, we have our supernova scheduled where we have all those calls. But other than that, we're not scheduling time to work on the business, and we're still not doing what we need to do or where we need to be.
Okay, how's the business? Is it good?
Business is good, yes. Business is good.
Yeah. The fun thing is you always find time for that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. All right, good. So you're it's too many clients, right? You still have too many clients, and that's it's probably going to be the problem for a while.
Yeah, it's, you know, the more I think about it, it's too many clients. And then those days that we have lower amount of clients and more free time, I can't speak for Rick. I'm speaking for myself. You know, I play catch up on all the other things, and it's really not putting, you know, Anthony and I were talking about it. Now it's not scheduling the time. If you don't schedule it, it doesn't get done.
Oh, I know. Yeah, if it's not on the schedule, it doesn't get done. You got to put it on the schedule. It's got to be appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Any luck with your centers of influence?
We have one of them who's been referring business to us. The attorney, Rick, actually went to his daughter, Rick and Sophia, to his daughter's birthday party on Friday. And he's been sending business our way. But other than that, that's one area we're not working. Again, everything that has to do with the, the right-hand quadrant of that time management matrix, we're not doing.
Okay. I'm having some fun with my book because it has good stories in it, and people are enjoying it. Bill Cates just wrote a nice review did an audio review for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know Bill Cates. He's the referral coach.
I know that Abe did a session with him.
Yeah, he's very good, and he's very helpful to me, and, you know, I promote his stuff, he promotes my stuff, and I said, Bill, thanks so much for doing this, and I said, you're the best. And he said, you know, you're the best at what you do. And we're very synergistic. So it was very nice, a little banter back and forth and a nice video recording. So your job is to write a review for me on Amazon. Okay. So you need to go on Amazon and say you love the book, you love the coaching, give me 5 stars, and we'll have more books sold and then more scholarships for all those Latino kids that need them.
Consider it done.
Okay. All right. Good.
I'll do it today, because if I leave it for tomorrow, it won't get done.
Yeah, it only takes a couple minutes.
Yep, I'll take care of it today.
Well, you know, it struck me that Bill is smart, right? I mean, he gets on. You want to post interesting things on LinkedIn, right? So you're always trying to figure out what can I post that would be interesting on LinkedIn. So he actually did a video of my book and posted it on LinkedIn. Now, think about it, right? It's a huge favor to me, but also it's an interesting post for everybody else.
Right.
Right? So he'll get probably 1,500 people reading and listening to his video.
Right.
And liking it, and already the comments on it are, Bill, you're the best, and thanks for the video. I appreciate it. You know, you're the best referral coach. So, see, we get more of what we want when we help other people get more of what they want.
Right.
So it looks like he's doing me the biggest favor, and I think he is. But in reality, he's doing himself a great favor because he's posting valuable content.
Right.
And people are always saying to me, what can I post on LinkedIn? You know, what would be good? Well, here's a perfect story of something that the firm can't say a word about, right? I mean, if you get on there and say, hey, I love Rob's book. It goes into some great detail on strategies for growing your practice. We've used them and they work. Thank you so much, Rob. And so all the people that are on LinkedIn will read it and say, these guys are great. And they'll read my book. So it helps you and it helps me. So it's just a really interesting idea. You could do that on a book a month. You know, just find a book.
We can't do that because of Morgan Stanley. Unfortunately,
actually, it's funny that you bring this up because actually today I just got my LinkedIn approved by the firm. And one of the things I know Rick does it too is he'll take Morgan Stanley articles. So I read one about sustainable investing.
That's different.
No, I know, but I'm kind of just talking about posting.
Oh yeah. And you can do a campaign. You can do a campaign and
right,
it posts like
right.
2 or 3 a week for you.
Yeah. What I was going to ask you, Rob. I kind of wanted to set like a weekly reminder to look at Morgan Stanley's articles and just, post them and put, a little excerpt or a comment, something along the line.
Right.
What's
yeah.
your take on the frequency of actually doing that, where it doesn't
seem I don't think once a week is too bad. I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually do twice a week.
You guys do?
I do twice.
Oh,
a week.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I don't do it myself. I pick a campaign,
right.
And then I have them rotate, alternate.
Okay.
So I'm having stuff being posted all the time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's campaigns on there. You know how to do that?
I haven't done the campaign.
I'll teach
yet.
You how
okay.
to. I'll show you.
Can you congratulate somebody on a promotion or anything like that?
Yes. That we're allowed to do. We're allowed to say congratulations on promotion, work anniversary, or birthday. You just can't like a page, and I don't think you can comment on somebody's article or something like that. And anything that's posted has to be, firm, a firm document or a firm something that the firm has published, you know, like research material and things like that.
Yeah. How about Facebook? Are you saying restrictions?
I don't have Facebook.
I have Facebook, but just personally.
Have the personal. It's too much for me right now. I manage.
I tell people to use that for your charitable work, you know. That's a great way to, Facebook is all about, you know, the community involvement,
mm-hmm.
what you're interested in and posting those things. It's a time suck, no question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, in fact, I sucked 15 minutes out of my life today work on Facebook.
Right.
But I was just working on LinkedIn with another one of your associates. And I think it's great. I think it's terrific. You know, do as much as you can in terms of personalizing it. Have as many contacts as you can and put in as much information as you feel comfortable putting in so you get to the point of 100% of your you know, you can LinkedIn, they give you a little circle there and says, you know, you're at 80%. You need to do this and this. So if you can force yourself to get that up to 100%, it's a nice, you have a nice web page then.
Right.
So it's a good thing.
Right. Okay, I already did the reviews, just so you know, on your...
Oh, aren't you nice? Thank you.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, everybody says they're going to do it, and then they don't do it, and I'm, like, getting upset now.
Yeah, it's done.
So I'm hammering everybody today, and so I've got a few. I got three, I think.
Yeah, I just did it,
but
I don't know why.
It takes a while to get
published. Oh, it takes a while? Okay.
Yeah, and it's fun. You know, we'll sell some books. So, have you decided what you want to do with my time when I come over there?
Yes, we would like to present to you the 5-star model.
Okay. So you like that idea?
Mm-hmm. We do like it. I think it'll help us refine how we present our business to others. And also help us, you know, with COI conversations, prospect conversations. So, yes, that's what we'd like to do.
If you read the chapter on the 5-star model, that'll be a big help to you.
On the Supernova, which one of the three books?
Supernova Multiplier.
Multiplier, okay.
Yeah, because I had one, the guy that wrote, one of the guys wrote a review. He said, I mean, he talked to me yesterday. He said, I read your chapter on the 5-star model, and it's what we're doing is wrong. We got the wrong people in the wrong jobs. So it was very helpful to him to go through it and be able to read it, not just hear from me. Because, you know, natural result of communication is misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you over and over what the roles and responsibilities are each of the 5 stars, but until you do it yourself or you read it, sometimes you get a misinterpretation of what
right.
you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
What else?
I don't have anything else, Rob.
You're busy and you I don't want to make these things painful. So I'd rather extend one a little longer when you're able to do some of the marketing and after you've met with the Center of Influence and you have some questions, So let's concentrate on that. You go and get caught up and use this time effectively. So I'm going to run off and go to my lunch, and you go and get caught up. Okay?
Okay. And our next call will be ready to go. Actually, our next call will be a month from now because we are on vacation on the 27th.
Okay.
We're skipping that call and moving it forward to the April. So that'll give us enough time to get all caught up.
Good. And I'm going to be there April 25th.
April 25th. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I think, Rob, is we need structure in what we're supposed to be doing at this point. Because we've kind of structured the business, but we don't have a system in place or structure as to what we really need to be doing to take that next step.
I understand. It's just a question of forcing yourself to not do too much. Just do one. Just add one thing at a time. Just add one center of influence meeting this month and then add another one. And once you figure out you can do them, then you'll be comfortable continuing it.
Got it.
Okay. So don't try and do too much. Just add one COI this month.
Got it.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Okay.
Read the book. Okay.
I will. Absolutely.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.